Going to return now to the cold weather. We're joined by Niall Hatch, Head of Communications with Birdwatch Ireland. Niall, thanks for joining us and Happy New Year. I know the next few days could be particularly difficult for birds. What sort of help should we be giving them?
Well, that's right, absolutely. When we see the temperatures drop, the birds need more help than usual. I'm sure that many people have already seen all sorts of birds flocking into their gardens to seek refuge from the weather, to seek shelter, and very importantly, to seek food and water. So putting out food for the birds in your gardens is certainly a very good thing to do at this time of year. Things like peanuts in wire mesh feeders, never out loose, seed mixtures, they work very well. Also household scraps, things like fat from meat, never from poultry, but things like pork or bacon or beef, they work very well. And one of my personal favourites, apples, they work very well too. If you cut them in half, spear them on a branch, or put them out on a lawn, they provide lots of sustenance for birds in the cold weather.
You're not that keen on giving bread to birds. Why?
That's right. It's very traditional food, of course, and at a pinch, it's better than nothing for a short term. It's really empty calories, though, and they need high calories this time of year, so carbohydrates for a day or two is not necessarily a bad thing, but it doesn't have much by way of protein or other nutrients that they really need. This time of year, they really need lots of sugar and lots of protein and fat. That's the main foods that they need to get them through the cold winter nights. During the day, they put up these fat reserves on. So if you're putting out, if you do have bread, you're putting it out, rather than a white sliced pan, even better to have brown bread, or even better, wholemeal or whole grain bread. They work very well. But even better again, at this time of year, lots of us will have leftover Christmas cake and Christmas pudding. That works very well too. Full of fat, full of sugar, full of fruit. Just a word of warning about that. Never put anything out that contains raisins if you have dogs or foxes around. It's very toxic to members of the dog family. Fine for humans, fine for birds, but not for dogs. So if you have dogs in the area, avoid the raisins.
How important is water?
Water is absolutely vital, and that's something that's often overlooked. And the birds obviously need it for two main reasons, just like we do. They need to drink it, and they also need to bathe in it. And strange as it may seem, the colder the weather gets, the more frequently the birds have to bathe, because they need to keep their feathers in absolutely pristine condition, removing all the dirt and dust they have in there, because that's their duvet, really. That's what keeps them warm over the winter nights. If they have plenty of food and they have very clean feathers, then they can survive very cold temperatures, colder than anything the Irish weather can throw at them. But they need access to unfrozen water to do that. And of course, at the moment, many of our ponds and puddles and pools are frozen over. So even just having a couple of hours each morning when you have unfrozen water in a bowl in your garden, that can really help and make a big difference for them.
So that they can have a bit of a drink, but that they can have a bit of a flap around as well.
Absolutely, yes. I think many of us would be familiar with the idea of a Christmas or New Year time dip in the water. That's what they need as well. It keeps them going too.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Niall Hatch, who's Head of Communications with Birdwatch Ireland.